Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
The temple follows these three commandments. Worship, praise, and believe. This is a solo leveling tape.
Yo, y'all, this is a message from the future. The dreaded Kevin editing message to let you know something has gone wrong. Alright. I'm livid. I'm so livid. Alright. We just spent that whole episode on camera using... You know what? We're gonna name drop what we're using because they're so bad. Think of this as like a reverse of an ad. This is a reverse ad, okay? Don't use them. Podcastle AI. Okay?
Yeah, this is like
the fourth week in a row we've recorded something. Last week, that video that y'all saw on YouTube, it was desynchronized from our audio. So I had to spend like hours editing the audio, making it go back, and like little by little piecing it together, right? Here I am thinking that was the worst. Their team got back to me. They promised, hey, no worries. Like, we're going to be good. So now we just recorded this episode that you're about to hear. And it says processing failed, whatever that means. I can't get the video up. So if you're hearing this message, that means ignore the YouTube comments if we're in there. If you do want to see Vinland Saga, go back to our previous week's episode and get that video up to 30.
Nah, man, I'm just frustrated. And, you know, we're definitely going to get on a new platform because this is, like, ridiculous. And, like, it's now hindering, you know, the trust that we've built with the tapeworm. So we're sorry, guys. And yeah. We will get on a new one, and we will show you these YouTube videos, start recording these YouTube videos, getting them up like we said we were. So we apologize.
Well put, Sean. You should be our PR. You know?
Hey, you know, you're they the call PR me Sean PR Pants.
Sean PR Pants. So listen, I'm gonna do the best to edit everything out. You might hear some stuff referring to the YouTube. We're sorry, guys. We'll get these up for you in no time. And just know it's not because of a lack of trying. Okay.
We're trying.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy the episode. Yeah, we're in one. You were prepared for that. That was like,
hey, you were locked and loaded. I'm all in, baby. All in.
Okay. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna have a conversation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am one of your co-hosts, Kevin, joined by Sean Shonen Pants. Quick reminder, we are experimentally posting some of these episodes on YouTube. Honestly, this would have been the Vinland Saga Season 2 tape if we got some of them likes, but we didn't. So maybe people don't like Vinland as much as I thought they did, Sean.
I guess not, man. You know, you won't get the sizzling hot takes from Kevy Webby. I mean,
they're still getting it, just a little... Just a little delayed. I'm not gonna lie, Sean. Four episodes in, and I don't hate it at all. Actually, I don't want to say I'm enjoying it, but I'm kind of enjoying it.
Can we before we get into solo leveling, let's just do our takes right now
for what
on
for Vinland?
Yeah, quick takes.
Okay. But before we get into that, come chat with us on Discord. We're on types of social media as well too. You can check them out in the links. Blah blah blah. All right, sorry, Sean. What were you saying? What were you yapping about? I'm ready.
All right. Before we get into Vinland Saga, we get into solo leveling.
Okay.
I want to hear your Vinland Saga takes. Quick takes, because they can't get the full episode until they
give us
the likes.
Season one or two?
Season two. Maybe you can give it like either for people that haven't listened to season one. Yeah.
Let you know your
quick takes. Yeah.
Okay. I ethered Vinland Saga season one. For those of y'all that have not listened to the episode, if you're a fan of Vinland Saga, you might want to skip that one. I spent the whole time. It was definitely a contentious Kevin episode, and so I was expecting to come into season two and hate it equally because it was just a horrible show in my opinion. But the first four episodes have gone on, and I like it so far. And I don't know if it's because it's separated from like the king stuff and the ruler stuff and the war stuff. It's more so just dedicated to like a story, and like Thorfinn is like over here now, and there's this new character introduced. Not gonna lie, I'm kind of into it so far, but. At the end of episode four, it did start kind of rearing into back what I didn't like about season one. You know, you got the Thorkelg dude, I'm going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm starting to remember why I didn't like the show. So I hope I hope the rest of season two is more like the first couple episodes and less like season one, if that makes sense.
That's so interesting because a lot of people are saying that like it begins slow and kind of boring and then it gets back into the action.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, I like the I like the first few episodes. I've only watched, I think, like two or three episodes so far. I like the story of seeing how Thorfinn's matured, but he's almost, and he's so sad because of what he's given up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like a story like that, not because I like seeing people depressed, but I like seeing how they get built back up. So I'm very interested to see how Thorfinn's going to get built back up. Cause like, hopefully he does, or it'd be super depressing if he doesn't. He's just like a sad slave for the rest of the season.
That'd be an odd turn for the show, for the main character just to be a sad slave the whole time. Just like never pick up the pieces. He's just blown and suicidal the whole time. Like, that would be weird. That would be really weird.
That'd be very strange. But I like it so far. It seems it seems more mature. I like the season one because it was like action packed. But season two seems more mature, and that makes sense because Thorfinn is older and he's more mature, so it makes sense. That's like that.
So, what do you think, Sean? Are we doing that for next week, or are we going to dangle the YouTube carrot a little more?
Let's dangle the YouTube carrot. And
30 was a little too aggressive. Maybe 30 likes was too aggressive. Do you want to lower the threshold?
20. Come on, guys. Yo,
just
we're dangling the likes.
Listen. Just if you're on the audio, just click on the little thingy. Give it a little likey like if you want to see Vinland Saga season two. If not, you know what? I'm gonna take my time and watch the show. Anything else you want to talk about before we jump into solo leveling?
You know what, man?
No, I don't know.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I need to get into it because it's not that I was wrong because I still like it.
Okay,
but I was wrong about my take that you were gonna like. Once I got to the second episode, I was like, yeah, Kevin's going to hate this. And I thought I read more of the manhwa. Yeah. And once I got to the second episode, I was like, yep, I don't understand. I don't remember any of this. So I guess I didn't read as much as I thought I did. Maybe I just skipped around a little bit. But yeah.
So give your take. So forget what you think I'm going to like or dislike about it. How do you feel? Let me get your opener. How do you feel about the show? And for those of y'all that haven't seen it, it's only two episodes. Obviously, like, we're going to be talking about them, but this can be kind of like if you haven't seen it, you can decide if it's worth watching or not. But I'm assuming if you're listening to the episode, you've probably seen it.
Yeah. And it's like, it apparently crashed Crunchyroll servers. Yeah. So like a lot of people are watching it. Apologize if I sound stuffy, guys. A little sick.
He gave a little sniffle, y'all, just so you could see that too. He said, I'm sorry for being sick.
Yeah, I liked it. I think the story needs to unravel a little bit. I love how it's how shocking the violence is. Like, and it doesn't seem aimless violence. Like sometimes like you watch things and like violence just for violence. It shows how kind of ruthless those monsters are, like the gods, I guess, are. Yeah. So I really like it. I want to see what happens to the protagonist because I know kind of what happens to him, but I want to see how the anime does it because it seems like they're doing it a little bit different from how the Korean manhwa is. So I'm interested to see what happens. But I like it so far. Good action. I like the main character. He's not annoying. That's what I really like. He's not an annoying main character.
And, his name is Song,
right?
Jinwoo. Who's Song then?
Song
Jinwoo. That's we got it.
Song Jinwoo. Yeah,
that's his name. Yeah, okay. So why did you think I wouldn't like it? Let me hear that first.
Okay, so I thought when I watched the first episode, I was like, "Oh, Kevin will like this." Like, I was like, my thing was like, you'll like it, but you'll have your critiques about it because of the way the story unfolded. But I was like, "Oh, Kevin will like this though." Once it got to the second episode and they showed like the shadows and they're like gods, like they want us to praise them so they won't kill us. I was like, "Oh, Kevin's gonna hate this."
No, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I liked it. I liked episode one and two.
I was wrong. You liked it.
I liked it. I did.
Let's go.
I
did. Okay.
Episode one and two. I think how you thought I was going to say, like, I was going to like it, but have my critiques. That was episode one. Mm-hmm. But then by the end of episode two, they wrapped up what I think they needed to wrap up to, like, introduce us to it. Because at first, mm-hmm. There was, like, a lot of, like, video game terms being dropped. And I'm not sure if, you know, judging by the end of the second episode, like, are they in a video game? Are you allowed to, should we spoiler warning that and just say it or not?
So they're not in a video game per se. But I think what they're going for, and again, I'm not an expert on this source material. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, guys. But I think so. The dungeons, it's in the real world, but I think the dungeon world, the way they do it is like a video game. So they
talk about guilds. They talk about, like, because that's a video game thing. They talk about raiding. From the first episode, I saw actually a comment on Crunchyroll, and I totally agree with it. Somebody was like, bro, they should have just combined the first two episodes into one longer episode to flesh it out a little more. Because, like, they explained how there are these gates and, like, monsters come out, and, like, you see them fighting ants. And, you know, at first you're like, what the hell's going on? Doesn't make too much sense. And then they start talking about how they need to go raid a dungeon. And I'm like, well, why are they doing that? If there's no monsters coming in, why are they just randomly raiding it? And you don't really understand until, like, the middle of the second episode if you mm-hmm. don't complete the dungeon by I think it's like a week, right? If it's there for a week, then the gate crashes and they enter. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So they have a reason for having to go do these dungeons versus a lot of the times in, like, in video games even, there's, like, no real reason to it. You just go and you do dungeons to, like, level up and, like, get materials. Mm. And they also incorporated that here, too. So you go and you get gear and you can get stronger gear from doing X, Y, and Z. And, like, okay, they actually found a way to, like, put a lot of video game elements into a story and make it make sense. I feel like they're doing what, in my opinion, Shield Hero really failed to do. And then they're also doing what Goblin Slayer is just the worst thing ever made ever in the universe.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I really like too is how they didn't make it into an isekai. Like, it, like, again, I love isekais. Yeah. I like the ReZeros of the world. I even like Goblin Slayer. But, like, sometimes, like, you just don't, like, it can just have the video game elements without being an isekai, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's straight.
In my opinion, I think the gods, they treat the world like a video game. And that's, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like us. We're the gods of their world, and we're playing them like we play video games, right?
Oh.
I think it's kind of like that. That's how I'm like interpreting it.
So, okay, again, probably a bit of a spoiler, but it sounds like you know a little more. Are those gods going to be kind of like an integral part of the show moving forward, or is that just a dungeon they experienced?
I'm not completely sure, but I'm just assuming that. Just from watching it, and then how, like, the video game, like, screens come up and stuff like that in the outro. The end of it, right? I'm just like, that's just me, like, speculating a little bit, and then like some it's just a speculation. Hopefully, I'm right. Like, we'll see, because I definitely want to keep on reviewing this. I say we review it every like five episodes, maybe like a part one, part two, part three, until
just like sprinkle it in at the start of an episode.
Yeah.
But do you want to do a full episode on it? How about we let the tapeworms tell us?
Yeah.
Do you want us to continue doing this, or do you want to just wait till the season ends and we can just talk about it as it goes? Because I'm kind of down for either way.
Yeah, either way I'm down. But, like, this is like a show where I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna watch this weekly.
I'm probably gonna watch it weekly too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
That was really
it's pretty good.
You're right. The main character is not annoying, and that's such a plus, because I feel like a lot of anime would take the position to make him crying and scared and, what am I going to do? And, like, just get full Deku, right? Start crying.
Yeah.
Or Takemichi. And I'm like, it's, you know, obviously it's like so drawn out and boring. But at the same time, like, he's weak and he just kind of accepts it and he's real about it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and he's not like, I'm going to become the very best. And he's not on some, like, Ash Ketchum, like, you know, I'm going to have to, like, they seem to have kind of, like, abandoned a lot of the normal tropes. And I was, at first, I'm like, well, they could have made him, like, a C, and it would have been interesting to see Ease, but it's actually very interesting that he's kind of, like, bottom of the barrel. Like, this is, like, a true underdog. And so, as I was watching it, I'm like, okay, I see Sean's appeal on this, because you love yourself an underdog.
I love an underdog, dog. You know what I'm saying? I love rags to riches stories. Maybe that's why I like rap so much, because it's pretty. That's pretty much like a lot of rap music. It's like came from the trenches, work my way up. You almost
started,
you
know, from the bottom.
Started from the bottom. Now we here.
What did you say? How'd you pronounce that word?
From the bottom. Now we here.
You said bottom.
Now we here. Started from the bottom. Now we here.
Oh, okay. That's cool. What you're doing there? Is that like your rap voice? That's your Drake voice.
Yeah, that's my that's my Drake voice. That's my like I'm a rapper now voice. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm also nasally, so I sound like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Snoop Dogg. How about I just call you that for the rest of the episode? Snoop Dogg.
Yo, Snoop. Snoop Shonen Pants. That's my new name.
Snoop Shonen Pants. That's killer.
Hey.
That's killer. Yeah. That's killer. Good job, Snoopy.
You know that's killer, dog.
Big Snoopy, D-O-double-G. Back to Solo Leveling. What was it that really made the show the most? I think it was the most watched premiere of anything, right? It beat out Gear 5 Luffy. That was like the premiered episode before the Solo Leveling came out.
You know why? I think it's because this anime, it was made in a Japanese studio, but it's based on a Korean. On a Korean source material. And I think that, yeah, they have like inspirations from like manga and anime, but it's its own thing. And they kind of like, yeah, they're using the tropes, but they're kind of doing it in their way. So in a way, it's like, it feels fresh almost. Like the main character, he almost felt like sometimes when you watch an anime, like you like it just because like you like how anime does things, but sometimes like main character doesn't even feel like a real person at sometimes, especially in the first like seasons usually. But Jinwoo felt like a real person, like the way he was doing things. I was like, you know what? Like I might have done it like that, you know, if I was in this situation, you know.
Yeah.
And the way he like would respond to certain situations, and the way other people responded too, like the way they were in fear of like these monsters and stuff like that, or the gods or whatever you call them right now. We don't know yet. It just felt very real, you know, even when they're getting squished and stuff. It just like felt different from an anime. I don't know what it was, but it just felt different. And I think it's because it's not based on Japanese source material, which they have their own like kind of, we're used to seeing the way Japanese people would do this, but now it's like,
yeah,
we're seeing a different country and how they write stories.
Oh, you're saying like, that's why... You're saying because the source material is different, that's why it feels so refreshing.
Yes.
Because it does feel refreshing. I totally agree with you. They took something where I thought I was going to completely predict. I was like, okay, so I'm waiting for any second for somebody to take off a helmet and then be in some sort of like virtual reality, which still might happen because like at the end of it did look like the dude was playing on a computer. And then even the little quest popped up and somebody had to click yes. So... there's definitely some sort of like element going on there. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. If it ends up being that too, that's fine. I think they're playing it very well. And I don't know. Like I think the way they approach like the battles is also cool because it's incredibly gory, which was very unexpected. I felt like I was watching Attack on Titan sometimes. The animation was also sick, where you saw the creepy smile. And I like how they didn't, like, oh, I found his weak spot at the very last second. Hiya! You know? And I feel like that's how a lot of stories go. It's like you're up against the wall, and then you say hiya, and you find the weak spot, and you're the hero. And that's not at all what happened. It was like the dude kind of like used his mind, like a little bit of common sense, but kept his cool in a situation. And he wasn't on any Shikamaru either, right? Like, he's not some super smart dude. He's just somebody who like kind of gets it there. And I thought it was awesome. I'm personally really happy they didn't like defeat those things, because I'm like, man, this is going to be so lame if this cast of like D and E people figure out how to beat like S tier, A tier, whatever like godly tier these monsters are in, right?
I'm glad that they lost at the sec, and it's cool how he like sacrificed himself, but I think everyone else is going to die. That's my big prediction. Everyone that ran out of the room is dead.
I kind
of
think he's so gonna too. Like get, low key. I think he's I gonna get some type too. Of
yeah.
No, I think no, but they're not gonna kill his homegirl, bro. They established her way too much. I don't think they're gonna kill her off. And also the leader. I don't think they'd kill him off either.
Maybe
right? It would be crazy if they established. I mean, honestly, it would kind of separate itself even more by like kind of establishing characters and then instantly killing them off.
Instantly killing them off. That'd be cool. That'd be crazy. And like. Yep. I feel like the third, fourth episode is going to establish like whether this is going to be the type of anime that's going to, you know, be on people's list, or if it's just going to be like, you know, an anime that we watch this season and forget about. I think the third and fourth, even the fifth episode is going to determine that. Hopefully the way people talk about, you know, the Korean stuff or the Korean source material, the way they talk about it, hopefully it does actually stick the landing and they actually, you know, they make it so it does end up on our list, you know, where it's like that good.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Well, tell me this. Do you know like the concept of the show, if you've read ahead a little bit? Like, because Solo Leveling to me sounds like he's going to go on his own and figure out how to level up, I'm assuming, to S tier. And he somehow, according to the message at the end of the second episode, looked like he's somehow going to gain the characters, the power of like a player. I don't really know what that means, but I'm assuming that means he can level up, because they made a big deal about like, once you can't do anything to get stronger, you can't do anything to get stronger. And I feel like they made him bottom of the barrel, so he's going to be able to level up, right? Like, did I get that right?
You got that right. Do you kind of want to know what power he gets, or do you want to get surprised?
No. I want to be surprised on what power he gets, but just the fact that he is eventually going to be able to level up, obviously. Like, I feel like that's pretty obvious where it's going.
Yeah, he gets a power and he can like level up, and he's going to level up a lot. You know, like, you know, each episode, I think, you know.
You okay there?
Yeah, almost hacked a little bit, you know. I need a wheeze, guys. Look, my face, I'm trying to keep my face as straight as possible, but I need to wipe my nose, bro. And I feel like I want to wheeze a little, but you know.
Bro, Sean was like, he's a guest. He like gasped like three times in the middle of that sentence. Yeah.
I'm struggling, guys. I'm sick.
We could, you know what I'm saying? We could make this kind of a shorter episode, bro. I feel you. I feel you on that. I feel better, man. I feel better. I was struggling a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, now
there's something going around across Earth. I'm convinced. Because like in my line of work, I talk to people in different countries as well. So my man's over in India, my man's over in Brazil, England, they're all sick. Including us, including like me and like half of everybody I know. Like, oh, I just came down to something brutal, and myself too, my family. So I feel like it's like it's a pandemic, but it's not deadly. So maybe it's not a pandemic. Maybe that's not the right word to use, but it's something definitely crazy is going around.
Something's like, going around. And also COVID rates are going up too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think there's starting to be like a lot of, you know, COVID unalivings. So, you know.
Unalivings. I heard that, right?
Hey, man.
Unaliving. Sean, this is how you know you're chronically online. This is how I know you are chronically online, brother. Mr. TikTok just said unaliving.
Hey, yo, we stay on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? We talking.
Sean, I'm so sorry. I feel bad, bro. You have sent me so many messages, and I'm just so behind on like what I need to watch that you send. I'm gonna just dedicate like 30 minutes one day, be like, all right, I'm gonna watch all the videos Sean sent me, they're usually fire too. Every time I look at them, they're fire.
They're fire, son. You just need to look at them.
You're a good curator of content.
Hey, I'm Mr. Content, you know what I'm saying? I'm Sean Shonen Pants, aka Snoop Shonen Pants, aka Mr. Content, aka Mr. aka Mr. Pants, aka Pants Content.
Nobody calls you that. Saying? Nobody calls you that. You know what we did used to call you though? Krillin. Do you remember that?
Aka Krillin, aka Krillin Shonen Pants, aka Krillin Content. You know, I go by a lot of names.
Krillin Content. That's kind of fire.
Steal that if you want.
It almost sounds NSFW, but it's okay.
Ooh.
Krillin Content.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I just said this episode took a weird turn. This episode took a weird turn. Let's bring it back to Solo Leveling. Do you think it's going to maintain the hype all the way to the end? And I think it got confirmed for 24 episodes.
24?
Like total.
That's dope. Okay. I think it's going to keep the hype. I think it's going to be, at some point, it's going to get a little bit more formulaic as he develops whatever powers, unless it's like they find a different way to go about things. Because it's basically a zero to hero.
So, I got to retract. I'm seeing something else that's saying 12 episodes.
12. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll do that thing where they show 12 episodes, take a break, and then show another 12.
They might. Sorry. Yeah. Who knows?
Go for it.
Who knows? Yeah, I think,
it's going to be formulaic.
I feel like I'm, at one point it might turn formulaic after a while, because like right now it just feels like so out of nowhere. But he doesn't have the powers yet. I feel like once he gets the powers, it might become formulaic, because like what? How many things can you do to a zero to hero storyline where it's like,
yeah,
he has no powers and then they give him powers. But like if they're able to do something that I haven't seen before, then that's cool. Even if it's formulaic, if they do it well, I'll still be into it, you know?
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think there's going to be like a Vegeta Zoro type character entering the show soon? Because usually it's around episode 3 or 4 where that character is introduced into this new like short series, like the rugged, like, I don't need you. Loser.
You know what? I don't think there is going to be.
Really? They're not going to have that archetype?
Yeah, I think he's going to be Sasuke? That character.
You think I think he's going to
turn into that character. Yeah.
That'd be a big character shift.
Yeah.
Is he going to have a homie, though? Like, is he going to have, like a sidekick?
A I don't think he is, because they call it solo leveling. So I think it's going to be about him doing things by himself.
He needs something, bro. Give him a pet.
I think that girl is going to be a sidekick. Healer. I think that might be a sidekick.
She's giving me, what is she giving me? She's not dramatically annoying. Like she's scared, which I usually would find annoying, but she kind of does it well. She seems more traumatized than coward.
She feels more realistic coward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Where
it's like, realistic coward. I get it. It's scary. You know what I'm saying? Where it's not like over the top, like, but she's just like scared. She's like, I can't move my legs. You know, like, I'm scared, Sean, you know?
I know you get it, because we went to a haunted forest one time, and a guy came out with a chainsaw. Do you remember that? Wow. Do you remember what you did?
he came out with a chainsaw. I was like, yo, back up, man.
No,
and this
dude,
guy
before
straight
that,
up took off his mask, and was like, yo, relax. Before
no,
that.
No, dude, before that, this guy came out with a chainsaw. He turned it on. It was probably fake, too. I doubt it was even a real chainsaw. We turn around, bro. Sean is booking it. Like, I'm talking full speed. This man did track in high school as well, too. So Sean had some feet, bro. He could run. So, like, with a blink of an eye, you were like a football field across the other way. You don't remember that?
I do. I think I do remember that. You know, run away. I got scared, man. You know what I'm saying? In my older age, I've grizzled. I'm a grizzled. I'm a little bit more grizzled. So I went to a haunted house, you know, with my wife. And I wasn't as like I was still like oh, but I would I didn't like I wasn't as
you didn't
you
hide
know,
behind
frazzled.
Her.
Nah.
To this day, I can't go to a haunted house or haunted forest without thinking of you. Every time I go, that's all I think about. One of those guys coming out, and I imagine you next to me going and just running away like 45 meters. The funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, bro. I swear. So funny, so funny.
Oh my gosh. Hey, we got the heaters though. You know what I'm saying? Find me in the
X.
Yo, I should have been in the NFL, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You're right though. She is a different level of cowardice, and it's like more realistic, because a lot of anime is like very over the top. I'm thinking like the stupid purple dude from My Hero. I always forget his name for good measure.
Great. We call him Great Boy. Let's call him Great Boy.
Stupid Great Boy.
Great Boy.
I'm scared. Pee my pants. I'm so scared. That's so annoying versus homegirl here, where she's just shook and like, you know, like,
yeah,
like a like how a normal person would be. I think I just don't like over the top stuff, to be honest. I think I'm at the point in my anime watching career where I'm over the top stuff. And I think bringing it back to the beginning of the episode of Vinland Saga, the first 4 episodes, there was not much that was over the top. Like, you could argue Thorfinn getting cut up by that dude with the sword might have been a little over the top, but still, even then, it really wasn't that big of a deal. And then it instantly takes it back to, like, I think the guy's name is Thorkell, and he's like, get out of my way! And he's, like, kicking people and, like, throwing people, and I'm like, okay, this is, like, the definition of over the top. So as long as the show doesn't go over the top, I think I'm going to continue, like, very much enjoying it, to be honest with you. It took this very unrealistic thing and made it feel very realistic.
Yeah. You know what her when she's scared, it makes me feel like more like horror movie than like scared anime girl. You know what I'm saying? Where she's like, you know, the scared girl in a horror movie that's like, you know,
for sure
trying to live, you know? So I like that. Solo leveling, it's giving.
it's giving.
What is it giving?
I don't know. This is a really funny
It's
bit,
giving dopeness. I don't know.
It's giving realistic. It's giving good writing. It's giving
horror movie. It's
giving... Part of me can't wait for that trend to die, but the other part of me loves laughing at it, so I don't know.
I think it's funny. And I think it's funny when people use it in a not an ironic way. It's giving, and it's even funnier when people say that when you know that's not how they really talk. Like when people talk like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, like it just when it sounds like they actually would say that, I'm like, all right, that's fine. You know? But when it comes out of someone's mouth, I'm like, that doesn't seem like
John. I know Mr. Unaliving isn't talking about chronically online.
Hey man, I'm just in case that was on TikTok, I was trying to save
just
us.
Just in case you were getting ready to you were getting just clip ready.
Just getting you ready, you know what I'm saying? Always stay ready.
So we can't really give our guesses since you've read ahead then, right? Like
I haven't the only thing like literally I've the only thing I know is what powers he gets. I haven't really read that much far ahead. And the way they did these two episodes, it felt different to me from what I read. And I did, and I also like read this so long ago that I kind of don't really remember what happens.
I wonder if there's going to be some like overarching enemy, like some Thanos in the background, and that's the reason for the dimensions going together because he needs to do it for one reason or another. That'd be kind of cool.
I think so too.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool. I think that the whole like I think the when it, you know how in the beginning I was like praise God or pray you know like
yeah.
You know, that stuff, I think that's going to come in at some point. Because I feel like when he said it, it felt like an important saying, you know, where it kind of like didn't do anything for them. But I feel like that's going to come in handy at another point, you know.
The statues were ruthless, bro. They were ruthless.
That was kind of scary cool. When this statue smiled the first time. I was like, oh, I like freaky. Jumped a little bit. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, okay. What do you give the first few episodes of Solo rating? Solo Leveling. What do you rate the first few episodes of Solo Leveling out of 7 thumbs, Sean? How many thumbs are you giving that bad boy?
I'm giving it 5.8 thumbs.
Yeah. I'm going to give it... I think it was a solid 6.3.
6.3?
Okay. Yeah. It has me hooked. I'm actually pretty excited for the next episode. What is it that you want to see for the rest of the season? What's going to keep your attention?
I want to know more of the. I want them to world build a little bit more, and
Me too.
I think now, like sometimes I before I didn't really need to get the world building that much, but ever since One Piece, I'm like, I need more, dog. I need more world building. You know what I'm saying? So I think I need more information about the world and the gates.
Yeah.
Right, the stuff that we know about right now is cool, and I know that like I like how they're kind of just like letting you know like. A little bit and not like over explaining things because that's like cheesy.
That does get old.
Over explain things.
Demon Slayer season 1. I think that was like the definition of over explaining. Or My Hero Academia as well too. They did that a lot too.
I like how they're like kind of explaining things so like you know enough, but like they don't explain
to get by, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. I just need to see more about the world and then I'll be interested. Yeah. More interested.
I went into this show so blind that when I saw them fighting ants, my first thought was, okay, so like humanity's been shrunk and now they have to fight off insects. And I'm like, what did I get myself into? Like, that's, I swear that's what I thought. And I'm like, wait, so they have powers? Like, did they shrink and gain powers? I was really confused. So I wonder if a lot of people also went into this as blind as I was, or because it seems like a lot of people came from like the, you know, the written Manua. Version of it.
Yeah. I think whenever the gates open, people's powers unlocked when the gates open. And that's just, I'm guessing that.
I'm pretty sure that's, you know? No, I think
that makes sense, right?
They said that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Might have missed that, but.
I hope there's also a reoccurring, not just an overarching reoccurring villain, but it would also be nice to have somebody else that can like come in and like try to mess with him when he's in a dungeon, but then also get out. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like a rival of some sort. That'd be also pretty cool.
Yeah.
They could do a lot with this show. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be done with this. I'm wondering, like, me hoping, since I'm like rewatching Game of Thrones, I'm hoping to kind of do it like ruthless, like that, where like they're just like,
it's like Mark,
taking I'm, out taking they do Mark do characters. Yeah, I'm hoping they go that route. We'll see.
Yeah, cool. Well, I think this kind of covers it. Is there anything you want to talk about before we kind of wrap up?
The only thing I want to talk about is, like, guys, give us those likes on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about Vinland Saga, but, like, I want to be a podcast of their word and only review it if we get those likes, you know? So
we got to dangle that carrot, baby. We got to dangle that carrot.
Dangle that carrot.
20
dangle.
Likes.
Here's a carrot. You know what I'm saying? Here's a carrot.
Dangle it.
You know what I'm saying? Right here. Dangle you can put like 20 right here. Here's a carrot.
you got to be quicker than that. Like, all right, yeah, for real though, like the video. Show to YouTube some love. And also let us know, whether it's on Instagram or in Discord, if you are enjoying these YouTube videos, or if you've even given them a watch, if you're too lazy to or YouTube's just not your thing. I personally wouldn't, so I totally get it. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining us. Kind of a short episode, but I think we covered it. I mean, there's only so much we can do with two episodes, right? Just give our initial reaction. Yeah. All right.
Give our initial reaction and, you know,
there it is.
Give them a salute and we're off.
Give them a salute and we off. We out here. What was it that you
also,
said in the beginning?
Also, let us know if you guys want us to wait until solo leveling's done or like do these shorter episodes talking about it.
If it does end up being only 12 episodes, I think we're just going to wait, right? It'd be kind of crazy to do like three episodes on like a 12 episode series.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's only 12, I'm down to just wait.
Yeah. Just,
you know, just only a few weeks.
There it is. You heard it there, Tapeworms. Thank you so much for joining, whether it's via audio or video. Make sure you hit that like. Rate us, by the way, if you're listening on audio and you have not yet rated us. It does actually help us out a lot. Come yap with us in a Discord. And if an episode a week is not enough for you guys, come check out the Patreon, where we do non-anime content, as well as bonus anime content. Sean, any parting words for the Tapeworms?
You either praise God. Or you don't.
Thank you. Good night.